A snowy January morning didn't stop hundreds of students from walking out of class. For students like Cameron Green, this was an opportunity for students to be heard.
The longer we put this off, the longer, like, nothing's gonna happen about it.
Throughout the demonstration, person after person telling their story, at times emotional, especially for Sultan Benson, the student in the middle of it all.
The bigger calls, the bigger picture is being seen now. It seems like more students are on board and not scared to share their stories.
Benson wasn't alone. In attendance, hundreds of his peers.
I'm away from home. I got my roommates and I got everybody here, so I appreciate it.
Also, Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns. BSU and Mearns declined to talk Tuesday, but the president's mere presence is one both Benson and former mayoral candidate Terry Whitt Bailey say is progress.
We've got to remember that President Mearns is an ally, not only to the students and the staff, but to the community. And we're seeing that in the 2 years that he's been here, he has reached out, he has been there, and he has made a difference. And we're really excited about that.
Thank you for attending. And we understand that he's not alone and he can't make every change by himself. So I would never put him at fault.
The demonstration also questioned the balance of power between professors and students. Organizers say the professor, Shaheen Borna, violated multiple university policies when the police were called, including falsely reporting an emergency. And while Benson says he feels Tuesday's walkout was a step in the right direction, in a much bigger conversation, he's waiting for more work to be done. In Muncie, Tyler Brummett for IPR News.